I'm joined in studio by three of our wonderful producers, Bruce, Chris and Sam. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Morning, Jess.
Now, we are going on a bit of a journey this morning for a bit of fun on a Sunday morning. And we're looking at moments in time we would travel to if we had a magic time machine.
That's exactly right.
I am so excited for this. It is obscene. Bruce, you came up with this whole concept.
I did.
Why?
Good question.
I guess I realized I didn't know anything about history. So when people would ask you, like, oh, if you had a time machine, where would you travel back?
Yeah.
I would always be kind of like personal things that I'd like to see, like what my mum said to my dad after I left the room when I, you know, destroyed the front gate sort of small things like that.
Okay.
So, so it sort of developed from that. But so there's rules for this, though.
Okay.
So we don't want to get into any time paradoxes or anything like that.
Right.
So those are off the table for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's so all about spectating.
So you can't like meet yourself. That'll cause everything to explode, right?
No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. We don't want to destroy the universe or anything. So we can't go back in time and stop something happening.
No, exactly. Or, you just get to witness it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the general rule is, and you can't pick anything obvious, like, you know, you want to see, I don't know, the Beatles live in their prime, or, you know, what is that? Jimi Hendrix, he did that. Woodstock,
yeah,
something.
Played Woodstock.
Something like that he did. I don't know.
Okay.
So you can't choose something like that.
So something that is genuinely interesting and unknown for
and
the
specific,
most part.
Yes, things that no one really got to see.
Okay. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I think Bruce should go first. He came up with the
Okay.
I might kick it off. So I chose Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Telling Farrah Fawcett that he's leaving her for their daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be such a moment.
Yeah. It's kind of morbid curiosity, but it's just something that would just be amazing to. I mean, just.
Wow.
Because he's also so neurotic. Like, I imagine him buying her flowers or something. He got her geraniums. Like, oh, they're soothing. So anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
some mood lighting.
Yeah. He's like, so I've been spending a little bit more time with Sun Yi recently. And she's like, oh, that's great. You know, I wanted to mention something about that. You know, it's really great to see you guys connecting. He's like, oh, great. Then you'll love this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What a great private moment to
so
go
that would
and be
my choice.
Fly on the wall moment.
That's right.
That would be a good one. Oh my gosh. Chris, what's yours?
My one's a bit of like a personal one. So my grandma, before she met my grandfather, she was actually engaged to somebody else.
Scandal.
He was like a US like fighter pilot, I think.
Wow.
And he actually died in the war. So like I would like to go back to when they met and were like courting or something that.
Wow.
Like just to sort of see how they interacted.
That's amazing.
Because she never really spoke about him.
No, it was a whole nother life.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
Wow. When did you find that out?
Well, she mentioned it when she was still alive.
Yeah.
But she never really went into details.
Wow.
And it was just one of those things like, yep, this happened and that's it.
The only thing I ever knew about my grandparents' relationship, this is the only story my nan would tell, that on their first date, she was wearing her favourite petticoat and granddad took her out for dinner and they were walking along the beach heading home or for an evening and he dumped her in the water.
Wow.
He picked her up and threw her in the water.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm never seeing that man again. And then married him had like five kids.
But
yeah, that was the only thing I ever learned about my grandparents. Grandparents are very cagey about their relationships.
They are,
But what an interesting past life.
And like hypothetically, if he had survived, then I wouldn't be around and my mum wouldn't be around.
No, it would
stuff
be a
like
whole
that.
different world that your grandmother might have moved to the States.
Exactly,
who
Who
knows?
So who knows? And I don't even know how they met or like, you know, the
and
nature
that's something
of
that
their
has
relationship or anything like that.
Truly been lost to history as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Like she's been not around since 2004, so I can't really ask her.
No.
So, yeah, it's kind of lost to the history books.
That's insane.
Yeah.
All I remember about my granddad is that he used to just take out his teeth in front of me.
Oh.
So, not great memories over here.
Oh, no.
Nan used to keep hers and granddad used to keep his in clear plastic cups that they also had in the kitchen in the like weird soluble denture cleaning stuff beside their their table. That was creepy.
No.
But let me guess, you brush your teeth every day now, don't you?
Yeah. Twice a day, please.
Yeah.
See, granddad had a good impact on you. What would your moment in history be, Sam? Where would you go back to?
My moment is, it's a bit weird because you said no Beatles.
Okay.
But I have to make an exception for this one because I don't condone drugs at all.
No.
But I want to be a fly on the wall when all of the Beatles were just like sitting in a bathroom high off of their minds coming up with some of the lyrics for their for their songs.
Okay, that'd be a good one.
That would be awesome.
That'd be a really good one.
I know the Beatles song She Said was just inspired by this LSD trip that John and Paul had in a bathroom.
Wow.
Where Paul was like, oh, you're making me feel like I've never been born.
Oh, my God.
And that ended up being a lyric in the song.
That's a great accent.
Oh, thank you very
much.
That's
a good accent.
Very good Liverpudlian
there. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
That was crazy. See, because it's weird how recreational drug use is so willingly condoned when it leads to creativity.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you went, I want to go back and see a junkie in a random bathroom getting high as a kite, it probably would be not as well received.
No. I mean, no. I think they might have been a lot of fun when they were a bit high, but I'm not sure if they're just sitting there stoned out of their mind, just staring at the ceiling, or if they're actually just...
That's insane. Yeah. It would be so amazing to witness like the birth of those iconic songs.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They are absolutely hugely iconic, and that's, I guess, an insight that I think not a lot of people would have had.
Yeah, exactly. I think Chris was saying that...
Like Paul, they went to the Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen, and apparently Paul smuggled in a joint and got a bit high in one of the bathrooms there. That would be a great moment to go back to as well. Like,
just seem like shifty-eyed trying to hide this joint under his jacket or something.
That's insane.
Being patted down by security and like, oh, not this pocket, please, you'll crush it.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Take his jacket off, just put it down very gently.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
Trying to blow the smoke towards, like, you know, the fan the or something pie. Like that. Yeah.
Put the shower on so the smoke alarms don't go off.
We all know the tricks.
What three
unique points in history? I think that this is such an interesting concept. I'm challenging everyone out there listening today to think really hard about what you would have as your time machine moment.
Yeah.
Because this has sparked so many things. And off air, we were talking about so many interesting moments in time, like the moment where Hitler...
Eva Braun and Hitler.
Yeah,
Eva
Braun and Hitler in the bunker. Yeah, yeah. That'd be an incredible moment in history.
They were actually mostly pretty dark, the ones we thought.
Yeah.
But the other one was OJ in the car. After the murder. Mm. We don't want to see the murder.
No.
We just want to see him, you know,
it was
allegedly.
Very loosely.
Loosely allegedly grippling with the fact that he just sort of allegedly did
that. Well, just to
that.
Know the truth of what happened.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Being the only person to actually know what happened, that would be, apart from him.
Yeah.
So crazy.
A lot of yours, Bruce, were very dark for some reason. I'm not sure. They all involved someone dying.
Death or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the John Lennon being shot. I mean, I didn't want to see it, but these were just the things that kept coming to my head.
Well, these are such iconic moments in history that you always think, I wonder what it was like to be there. I wonder what it was like.
Yeah, it's like I'm
at that moment.
I'm a bit too young. I'm 20. I don't remember where I was at 9/11.
No.
Mm. So,
well, you would have only been very, very young.
I was 4.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Very, very strange feeling, yeah.
But as history takes hold and as things move through the ages, I feel like they're quite contorted by what people believe to be the truth and how people perceive things, and everything gets a little bit muddled and a little bit hazy, and no one ever can say for certain what has happened at a specific point in time, because truth is such an objective concept. So I'm getting very deep right now. Mm. Let's go back to the time machine. let's go back to Chris's nan and her amazing life.
Yeah, you kind of lost me there.
Yeah, it's just, I'm getting way too deep. I'm getting way too abstract now. But what a great project for a Saturday. Sit down with your family, sit down with your friends. Think, where would we go in our magic time machine? Boys, thanks so much for joining us
this
morning.
No worries.
Thanks, Jess.
There were three of our wonderful producers, Chris, Bruce, and Sam. They're talking about their time machine moments. A good challenge for a Sunday.